Hello and welcome to this episode of the Resilient Farmer podcast. Farming is one of the oldest jobs in the world, and despite its evolution over thousands of years, there is no question that it remains one of the most important. Farming in England is changing again because of Brexit, climate change, and other global challenges. This podcast explores how to prepare for the future of farming and how to become resilient to changes in your finances, the environment, and your personal life. Over the past year and a half, I've spoken to different farmers, advisors, and other experts about what it means to be a resilient farmer. In this episode, you can listen to their answers to this question and make your own mind up about what resilience means to you.
I think what we're really talking about is, how do we make sure that we're fit for the future? How do we make sure we're still here in 5 or 10 years' time, or even 2, 3 years' time? The things that will stop us from being about are the things that make us less resilient. And so for me, it's very much about focusing on the shocks or the stresses that businesses might have, understanding them and having a plan to deal with them and to respond to them. And if we can identify them, understand them and deal with them, then we're resilient and we'll still be here in a few years' time.
From a financial perspective, I think it means we really, really need to understand our financial records and accounts in order that we can try and be one step ahead, you know, being proactive rather than always, it seems, we're reactive to circumstances.
My view is it's the business's ability to cope with adversity and opportunity by planning ahead and setting clear business and personal objectives.
And for me, there's probably some helpful resilience and less helpful resilience. Standing up when you get knocked down is a good quality, but I'm not sure that's an example of really good resilience. Personally, I'd rather people don't have to get knocked down in the first place. So I'd say helpful resilience is things like, and I'm sure we'll talk about some of these, but planning ahead, managing stress and knowing what stress looks like, taking control, getting a balance between farm work and farm life, being honest with ourselves about how we're feeling and how stressed we might be. And I think it's also about connection. It's not about going away on our own and becoming more resilient. It's actually about taking strength from those people we live and work with and our local community. And I think that engagement is a great builder of resilience.
You're right there to mention it's different for everybody, because it should be. Hopefully with what I've said already, it's about this, it's making it personal to you.
It's a bit of a buzzword, and I really wish it wasn't a buzzword, because I think in agriculture, if you've been involved in agriculture, you're pretty resilient to start with. It's not an easy industry to be in, where you're basically at the mercy of the weather and market forces that you can't control. So you have to be pretty resilient and tough. To me, it means being prepared, being organized, planning, and trying to build in capacity to cope with probably the unexpected. And I think it's a mental state that actually you can't worry about what you can't control. And the weather is one of those things we just cannot control. And I do see people who get themselves in a little bit of a state because of that. And actually, it's a case of trying to park that in a separate box and go, I can't deal with that. I'm going to be mentally resilient because I know I can't alter it. All I can do is plan ways to adapt and react to it and maybe build into my farming business a way of coping with extremes that do seem to be more and more frequent at the moment.
Resilience to me is really, it's every day, and it's about overcoming adversity and being able to adapt and change a scenario. So for instance, yesterday we had a situation where we put the sunflower field in and then the weather came wrong and we couldn't put the pre-emergence on. So we've got a terrible weed problem. So one sort of like the first 2 weeks volume of them is not going to come to anything. So straight away we're having a meeting. What can we do? Can we link it in with the honeybee? So we're trying to adapt. And that's on a very small scale. But it's always about thinking outside the box. And I think it's about not accepting failure and being able to change something that's maybe not quite right into a positive, even though, and admitting that it's not right. So it's about finding those opportunities in adversity. I also think you need to plan. I have a piece of work. It's a growth orbit. It's a circle. And it's like 3 years worth, always at a time planned. And the elements on it can vary, but it's got figures on it. It's bright and colourful, which works for me because I'm a very visual person. But that planning helps keep me on track all the time, but not as into what I need to do tomorrow, just on the bigger picture things and not letting things fall off. So I think that that planning and being logical, you need to have that and somebody to hold you accountable. I have a business coach. I think a lot of people sometimes think they know everything, but Robert and I have always got business coaches and different people that help and support us and challenge us. We're members of the Farm Retail Association and NAFTMA and NAFAN and all of these, because sometimes we only speak to the other farm owners or people in our shoes once a year when we see them at conference, but we have our own sort of private Facebook groups and forums that we can speak to them. So I think farming can be very lonely, and it's very important to have those people that you can reach out to. And some of the ones we've got are on a global scale, but having that network there, and they're not just associates now, a lot of them have become friends, is absolutely key. So that's a resilience there. The coaches are great because they challenge us in all different bits. And I try now to fill in the gaps within our company on the elements, keep looking at the company, reevaluating what we need. I spend a lot of time with the staff on their resilience as well, because if they all fall to pieces, everybody else is going to fall to pieces. Work hard and play hard. I think we do work very hard, but we also play exceptionally hard as well. So, and that makes it all feel worthwhile.
Isn't that funny? Actually, it's one of those words that means different things to different people. I think when I first started hearing it, it was all about bouncing back. But actually, for me, resilience is not just bouncing back, it's moving forward. It's learning things from experiences that you've had that help make your journey better, easier, safer going forward. Essentially, that's what we want to do with farming, really. We want to make farming slightly easier, slightly better, and definitely much safer for the future. And that is by embedding these strategies that we've learned as a result of experiences that we've had in the past. You know, it's making sure that, yes, you recognize that this has happened and this was what you were doing when you were on that journey to that particular incident. Okay, let me stop. Let me fix that so that it doesn't happen again. And it doesn't take an awful lot of time, but it doesn't take a lot of money, but it does take time and it does take a concerted effort. Resilience is not about bouncing back. It's about moving forward, because it's about the fact that this is a journey that we're all on, the journey of life. So things actually sometimes are good, sometimes they're not. But how do you deal with those situations when it's not so good, so that you can prevent yourself being in that position and actually getting that low? So every single time that you're faced with that challenge, it becomes less and less of a really scary thing. And it's something that is just a challenge and I can deal with it because I've dealt with it before and I'm moving forward.
If you would like support with anything you heard about in this podcast, visit us at ffrf.ricardo.com to sign up for one-to-one support. This podcast is produced by Ricardo, edited by Woods Label Video, and funded by DEFRA. Thank you for listening.